Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yavamos, daf Tzadi Zion, and we have the tremendous chus of finishing the 10th parak. We are here on Tzadi Vav Amabez, by the Maisa Shehaya. Where is that? Also Rabbi Elazar, yeah, right, yeah, about 15 lines up or so, like almost halfway to the middle of the page. With a quick Maisa, and then we'll begin the 11th parak. Basically, what we just said, if you remember at the end of yesterday, right, the Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chazal goes there, that the bia of a ben teisha of a 9-year-old should be like mimer of a gadol. So, Ozel, Rabbi Elazar, went and Ozel, Amash Maitza Be'me Joshua. So, Rabbi Elazar went and set this halacha over the base medrash. Flo Amra Mishmeri Rabbi Yochanan. And sure enough, he didn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So, Shama Rabbi Yochanan and Ikbit. Rabbi Yochanan heard this and he got really upset. And Alagabe Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, so that even if they tried to appease him, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi tried to appease Rabbi Yochanan and said, Amulei, they said to him, Lo Kachayam, I said, Base Knesset Shal Tveria. Didn't this happen in the base? A similar thing happened in base medrash in Tveria, in the shul in Tveria. But Nagar Shiesh Barosho Glustera, right, by this type of Nagar, Nagar is a carpenter, but I mean, here it means some sort of like a piece of a beam or some sort of door bolt that had something on its head. I mean, the Shaila was whether it was a Kli on Shabbos or not. But Venechuba Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, right, and this whole machlokas actually cut a Sefer Torah b'chamasan until they, again, Milchamto Shel Torah in their anger, right, they tore a Sefer Torah. Gemara says, Karo Zagadaitach, what do you mean? They actually legitimately went and tore a Sefer Torah? No, Elish Emeshenikra Sefer Torah b'chamasan, meaning it was torn. Not that they went out to do it, l'chachila, but it just happened about because of their fight, it got torn. But either way, V'haya Sham Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, and Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said, to me, Ani, in Lohaya, yeah, basically, that's a zoo, I'm going to go achav in V'chein Avia. He said, Ayveh, meaning Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said, I'll be shocked if this shul doesn't turn into a base of Avodah Zarah, and sure enough, it happened. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Hadar ikbid tvei. Right, what do you mean? What he said, became even more angry. Meaning that what they tried to do, right, they show that, you know, listen, that what they tried to say, that listen, it's bad when you get upset at somebody, right? When you have a big machlokas that spirals out of control, right? Look what terrible things happen. So Rabbi Yochanan got upset more. Why? Because, I'm a charusa nami. Meaning he said, are you trying to make him my charusa? Meaning, you bring me, meaning as Talmidai, I mean, Rabbi Elazar was Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud. You're bringing me a story about Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, right? That were chevre, that were friends, right? So he got, not that he didn't get upset about the story, but he got upset that he was trying to equate Rabbi Elazar, right, with him. And again, it's not in the sense of balgaiva, but in a sense of healthy knowing, right, what the role is of the gadol ador and the Talmud and paskani shailas and saying things over. We'll see in a second why Rabbi Yochanan was so upset. Right, so we'll see that it's important to say things over in your Rebbe's name. So Ol Gaber Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yidi. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yidi came in front of Rabbi Yochanan and Amalei. He said, "Kashet Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Avdo Kein Tziva Moshe Es Yoshua." Right, the pasuk says in Sefer Yoshua, right, just like Moshe commanded Yoshua. V'chein also Yeshua lo heisi davar mikol hashet tziva Hashem es Moshe. He didn't say anything that Hashem didn't say. So the Gemara, meaning he said everything in Moshe's name. The Gemara says v'chi kol al kol davar shamar Yeshua hayo omer lahem kach omer li Moshe. What do you think, that everything Yeshua said, and he began every statement with this is what Moshe said? No, el Yeshua v'dorish stam. But rather Yeshua would sit in the Torah, right, and teach. Right, and Paskin, but call Yodim and everybody knew. He just passed on what Moshe thought. I said, so you say Rabbi Elazar also. Everybody knows it. He's your Talmud. Right, so when he says a chiddush, he doesn't mention you. They know. He learned everything from you. Of course, it's you. Rabbi Yochanan is quoting. So after Rabbi Elazar Talmid, so to Rabbi Elazar your Talmud, Yoshev Dorish Stam, he's just sitting there and teaching Torah. But call Yodim Kishal Chohi. Everybody knows it's your Torah. So Amar Lahem, he said, "Mepneimad iyatav Yodim lefayis keben idi chaverenu." So he turned to who was it here? Rabbi Yami Rabbi Asi, and he said, Rabbi Yami Rabbi Asi were the ones who tried to appease Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi were charusas. They were the charusas in Tveria. So anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan basically said to Rabbi Yami Rabbi Asi, he said, "Yeah, take notes. Right, this is how you make someone feel better. Right, the talkless, that makes me feel better." The Gemara just asked Rabbi Yochanan, "My time a carpet kulehai. Why was he so makpid? What? He's not a balgaiva, Rabbi Yochanan. So why was he so makpid? He should say it over in his name." Then Rabbi Yehuda Marav, "My dechti. What does it mean when the pasuk says that Gur Halacha Olamim? Right, you will live in." Ohalacha in your tent of olamim, of worlds. What a person's going to live down here and up there. So Hashem said to Hashem, David said to Hashem, Hashem, you ratzon she yomru davar shmu mi pi b'olam hazeh. Right, he said, "Mitzvah Hashem that people should say over things, right? That in my name, people should say Torah over my name." Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kol Tamid Chacham she'om Dover Shmuel Mipiv, but Olam Hazeh Sif Sof Dovros Bekever. Right, that anybody who says Torah from someone, right, who has already passed away, so his lips move, right, in the kever, whether that's literal or not, that's a good question. But Tachas is right again. It gives him some sort of nachas ruach. Even though he's already dead, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Zira. V'item Rishon Gezira. My Krah. What the pasuk teaches me? The pasuk says, "V'chichei Chayayin Hatov Holech L'Dodi L'Misharim Dovei Sosai Yeshenim K'Komer Shalan Avim." That your lips will move like a Komer Shalan Avim, like really old grapes. Grapes that just melt when you touch them, right? They're really old and use grapes in the wine press. Right? My Komer Shalan Avim Kim Shemaniach Adam Etzbao Alav Miyad Dovei. Just like these types of grapes that are really not shriveled, but I guess like. You know, whatever, they're really, I guess, they melt easily or they burst easily. And if you touch them, immediately they burst. So, after Mechachamim came and Shomim Dabri Meshuam Pim Balum Hazes, or Susan Dobros Bekever, right? Just like Sutu Tamechachamim, right? That's what the Pasuk means, right? That their lips move in the Kever, right? And that's what Rabbi Yochanan was hoping to gain. That again, not obviously he was still alive, but Tachas is, if you spread Torah, people keep on repeating that Torah, and eventually it gets repeated in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So eventually, when he passes along, right, so then he will get that experience. Okay, fine. Now, Echa Betesha, we had said Betesha Shanim, that whether the kid is 9 years old or whether he's 20 years old, right? That's the same. All those halacha apply. The Gemara says, one second. Erminhu, what do you mean 20 years old? Right? Ben Esrim Shan Shalhevi Shtesh Saros, Yavi Arashu Ben Esrim, Vuhu Asris. Right, what do you mean? We said before that we quoted this is a Mishnah in Nida. Right, we quoted this already. Right, that if you remember by all the simanim. Right, if you have a sris, right, if you have been 20 years old, he doesn't have any simanim. So you should bring a proof from a birth certificate, and then he's a sris, and lo chalitz lo mi'abim. Right, he shouldn't do any chalitz or ibo, and same thing with a woman. Right, bas esrim shana shalev yishtei saros yavi arai shei bas esrim v'lo chalitz v'ya eilenis. Right, v'lo chalitz v'lo b'yisyav emes. Right, so that's so you see the same thing, right? That by a woman. So you say, what are you talking about? That up until 20 years old, right? That's the same halacha. It's like Marshal Zayit Maralam Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amarav Fusha Nolda Lusimani Stress. Right, that's only. But if you started having the simanim that we listed before, right? He has a weird voice, etc. Right, that he started having the simanim stress. Right, that's what we're talking about. In our case, there was no simanim, so therefore he still is considered to be a katan. Amar Rava Dekanami, and it makes a lot of sense from the language. Dekatani, who's siris? Right, he says who has siris? He is the siris. That's what we're talking about over here. So it must be that we had some sort of havamina that some sort of leading us on, right, to think that he would be a siris. So Shmami, not sure enough. That's true. V'chilo noldu lo simani siris at kama. Okay, so if he doesn't have simani siris, right, it's just that he hasn't had pubic hairs. Right, how long are we going to wait? Right, until we assume that he's a saris. So ad kam, so tani debate Rabbi Chia, right, ad rov shnosav until the majority of his days, which Chazal say is it Rashi over here, or is it, which is, it's 35, 35 and one day, meaning we assume a person lives 70 years, and that's a psukim right by David HaMelech, right, and Tillim, etc. So until 35 years and one day. So he also came to Rava, right, so when they went to Rava to figure out whether this guy is a saris or a katan, so he said, "Ikacha shamalu zilu avrayhu." He said, if he was thin, so he told him he should go gain some weight. If he bari, and if he was healthy, this is healthy in quotes, meaning like overweight, right? Amarluhu zilu achusha. Achusha, he said, go lose some weight. Dani simanim zimnin denatri machmas kchishusav zimnin denatri machmas briusav, because these signs, right, sometimes they are hidden, right? The person's physical development is impaired because he's malnourished. And sometimes also, if he's overweight, if he's overnourished, right, so then that's what the simanim will not come. Again, that's what probably, again, back in the day, you know, it wasn't always colloquial thinking that you should be, you know, cut and thin and in shape and stuff like that. People used to think that overweight people, right, were the healthier ones. And that's probably why the Gemara uses the phrase bari to refer to someone who is a little bit too healthy, shall we say. All right, either way. Hadralach Ihisharaba. Now, Perek Nosin. Nosin ala Rusa, Fala Mefuta, Ha'unes, Fala Mefata, Ala Nesua, I guess we should just back up for a second. A person is not allowed to marry right, his obviously his wife's sister, mother, etc., etc. But that's only his wife, right? Not if Rahman al-Tlani rapes someone, as we've seen in a second. So that's what the Mishnah says. No sin, you are allowed to marry, right? That, as opposed to the women you're not allowed to marry, i.e., the wife's relatives, you are allowed to marry the relatives of Anusa, your rapee, right? The woman Rahman al-Tlani raped, or Mafuta, a woman you seduced, Ha'onis v'hamafata al-Nasua. And ha'onis mafata al-Nasua, but if you rape or seduce Hanasua, meaning any relatives of your wife, meaning a woman that you have actually married, so then chayiv, then you are going to be chayiv. Right? No se adam, meaning that it's not just marriage that is usher to your wife's, let's say, sister, it's also rape and seduction. No se adam anusas avim umufutas aviv, anusas bo umufutas bano, person is allowed to marry a woman who your father raped, rachman tzlan, a woman your father seduced, right? A woman that your son raped, or your woman your son seduced. Rabbi Yehuda says, actually, ozer ba anusas avim umufutas aviv, you're not actually allowed to do with your father's rape or seduction, and basically based on, you'll see in the pasuk in a second, the pasuk of Knaf Aviv, pasuk in Parsha Zacharimos. Okay, this Gemara is gonna. Let's do it now. Because in Amud Beis you have all the jokes, all the kind of like, you'll see in a second. Okay, Vayter says the Hilchos Gemara, Tanina l'hadatan rabbanan. Anas isha, if a person rapes a woman, rachman al-tlan, so mutar lisa bita, he's allowed to marry her daughter. Nasa isha, asur lisa bita. But if you marry a woman, he's not allowed to marry her daughter. So the Gemara says, "Remember, one second." But the Brisa says, "Hanitan mina isha asur beima uvita vachosa." Nitan means there are rumors that you were sleeping around with a woman, so you're not allowed to marry her relatives. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, inachanami midirabanan." Right, it's all midirabanan, but midaraisa, right, you are allowed to marry any of the relatives involved, and that's the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa, right? The Mishnah says, and then the first Braisa, that is all midaraisa, and this second Braisa over here that says it's aser, right, is midirabanan. So Gemara says, the language problem is, if the Mishnah is talking about, it's just midah on the deraisa level, but midirabanan, it's usher. No sin. The phrase "no sin," right? It seems to imply you are allowed. Right? A person is allowed to marry. So if all the Mishnah is saying that is that on a daraisa level, he's allowed to marry these women, but really in the rabbanan it's usher. Mishnah never would have said that. So the Gemara says, "Ki tamas nisa and lachamisa." Gemara means really no. Yeah, in a kanami, you are allowed to do that and marry these women, i.e. after, and there is no din de rabbanan that you're not allowed to marry them. That's only after, right, the wife's death. I mean, after she passes away. But beforehand, right, when they're still alive, so then there is an answer to the Rebbe. The Gemara says, how do you know? By all the other Averos, right, by all the Arayos, it says Shchiva, with the Shkav in whatever. But Vekan, but over here, by the relatives of the wife, it says the phrase Kicha. Lo malchah, to teach you directly kuchan asur Torah, that only to take, i.e. to marry, is what's asur, but not not to, to be with them. Meaning, and no, that's not true, because that's not what the Mishnah said. What it means is that only if you take a woman, only kicha, only if you marry a woman, are you usher to her relatives, not if you sleep with her. Sorry, that's just to be clear. That's true, okay, but the problem is it doesn't hold true across the board. What do you mean? But if you tell me that's also only usher to take your sister, right? But you're allowed to sleep with her. That doesn't make sense. So I'm like, the Torah stam, right? Haroi the kicha kicha, haroi the shchiva shchiva. Meaning the Torah just wrote likicha. Sometimes it said it phrased it as likicha, as marry him. But obviously you're not able to marry your sister. It doesn't work. So then that's obviously talking about that's haroi the kicha kicha. So anytime it meant to someone who you're able to marry, so that's what it's talking about. But if you're not, so then it's only talking about shchiva and only talking. It's only talking about sleeping with her. Amar Rava says that actually a different pasuk. Right? Anas isha mutar lisa bita mehacha. Really, if you raped a woman, you're allowed to marry your daughter from this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ervas pasuk binecha uvas bidecha lusigalei." Habas bina didav, habas dita gali. Meaning that probably says you're not allowed to marry your granddaughter, or you're not allowed to sleep with your granddaughter, implying that if it's your wife's daughter, if it's your wife's granddaughter, then it would be mutter. Uksiva, the pasuk says, in addition, ervasi shovi tolo segalei espas benove espas bitolo sikach. So meaning then it says it's also that you're not allowed to marry your wife's granddaughter. So okay, so how does that work? Kam b'homsin, kam b'nisun. So it must be right when the first scenario was mutter, right? It was when Rachel and son he raped her. But the second time, when they're fully married, you're not allowed to marry the grandkids. Ah, v'ibochana. But why would you say it in that way? Say it the other way. So Gemara says, aras share k'sivu b'nisun. You can share b'homsin like a share because the pasuk says share. Right? We're talking about the basis of the relationship is based on the fact that you're related. And by marriage, there's a relation there that causes an issue, but by onsen, by rape, there isn't. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Oser Bar Nusa Zavi, right? Rabbi Yehuda had said, it's also to marry a woman your father raped. Right? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, my time is Rabbi Yehuda, what's his logic? The clear public says, Logikach Ishas Ishas Saviv, Logikalek Knaf Aviv. A person can't marry his father's wife, and he cannot uncover the clothing, the corner of the clothing, right, of his father. So Knaf Shor Aviv, Logikalek, right? The clothing, right, the corner that your father saw, it shouldn't reveal. How do you know that's talking about a woman your father raped? Right? Because the public says, right, Milav Edikra, the next public, right, says, the clear. Or the first pasuk, before that, the Nasan Eishah Shochev Imah Lavi Anara Chamishim Kasef. Right, before that, it said before that we're talking about rape, that a person rapes a woman, right? You have to pay the father 50 shekel, etc., etc. So that's what we're talking about. V'rabbanan, I've either samechaha, but the samech, have a samechlei kedamarta. But the Chachamim say it's not; they're not exactly back to back. Hashta the low samechlaha. The pasuk says, right again. What does it say? It says a person shouldn't marry his father's wife, and he shouldn't uncover the corner of his wife. And then the pasuk before that, or the topic before that, is talking about rape. So you have that phrase in the middle that you're not allowed to marry your father's wife. So that interposes, that stops it. That's interposes is a classic art school word, right? That's how you know you've been studying with the art school. what's it called? So with that little puzzle that it stops it and it tells me that those two parshas are not necessarily related. So therefore the puzzle means like Rav Anan taught, Amar Rav Anan Mishmuel, b'shomeres yavim shel aviv because of medaver, means that not a person your father raped, but a woman who's waiting for Yibam, right? Your father's Yivama. But Mike's not Knaf Aviv, what do you mean? The corner of the clothing of your father? Knaf Aroyla Aviv, Logi Galev. Something that is shaykh to your father, that's something that your father could theoretically be with, right? You shouldn't sleep with. So it reminds me, typically Mishum Dodaso. Okay, but that would mean that Dodaso, a person's aunt is also also. Meaning it could be father's brother's wife. Meaning in case of a Yivama, right, he's already also to her. Because she's your father's brother's wife, right? She's already your aunt. So lava Allah Vishnay Lava Minchanami. So that pasuk come and teach me that there are two Yisurim here. I have a typically Mishum Yivam Lashuk. Okay, but it's also you can know that she's just stop, you're not allowed to marry, right? We just talked about it. Not allowed to sleep with a Yivama that's not yours. So the Gemara says, yeah, Inakanami, Lava Allah Vishlosh Lavim. Right, you're right. There are three Yisurim. Vibai Sema, or you can say Lachar Misa, right after the father passed away. Right? Meaning that's obviously there's not Shaykh, there's no Zika there, right? So there's no Isur of Yivama. But still, that is sort of not sleeping with someone your father was shaykh to, right, still is involved. Okay, now this part of the Gemara, until the Mishnah, right, a very confusing bit of Gemara. I'll try to do it justice, but it basically has a bunch of kind of riddles over here that person that we can unravel based on certain incestuous relationships. Anyway, there's a song that's a song called "I Am My Own Grandpa," and it goes through how all of these kind of weird relationships resulted in the guy being his own grandfather. This is going to be, I think, even worse than that. If I remember, I don't really remember the song so much, but this is going to be even worse than that. We're going to twist around all these types of things. And I'll try and say it over. I'm not sure. Let's see if I can. Okay. Anyway. Ach me'av v'lo me'im, right? Meaning my brother from my father, but not my mother. V'hu bala de'im, and she's also this guy. Meaning this is a woman talking, right? So it says my brother from my father, not from my mother. He is my mother's husband, and avana barte de intose, and I am his wife's daughter. Obviously, his wife's daughter means that makes sense, right? Because he's the husband of my mother. But what is that? Amar Brachama, the low Rabbi Yehuda Masnisen. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. What does that mean? Meaning that again, Rabbi Yehuda said that it's also for a person to sleep with his father's wife. So, or a person your father raped. So the story goes, right, this is against that. Why? Because basically, let's say Reuven raped a woman and had a kid. And then, let's say Yaakov, because it's easier to do that way. So Yaakov, Rachman al-Slan, right, raped a woman and had a kid. And let's say Reuven, who's the son, right, married that woman. Right, it was not shaykh to his mother, someone else, obviously not the woman involved. Right, so he married that woman. So then the daughter is Reuven's husband, who's also her brother from Yaakov. Right, and he married. Right, and how does it work? Right, and that he married her mother. One second. Right, and so the daughter of that union would be if Reuven marries the woman that Yaakov raped, so then the daughter from that marriage, right, is both Reuven's brother, and that her brother married her mother, who is the woman that Yaakov raped, right, and that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, Reuven's not allowed to marry that woman, but again, that's why he's saying it's against Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Ahu, a woman says that this guy is my brother. Ubrihu, and he's also my son. Achte Anna, I am. Achte Anna dahai didarina akatfe. I'm the sister of this kid who I'm carrying on my shoulders. So what's that? So mechshakshla ba'uzkavovid kochavim haba alabita. Meniyavagoy, who slept with his own daughter. Right, again, obviously that's really horrible. He slept with his own daughter, and then he has, obviously there's a kid, there's a child, a son. So the child, the son, is the son of, right, the daughter, which means it's the guy's grandson, but the son is also the sister and the brother, meaning those are brother and sister, are from the father. Shalom Alecha, Shalom Alecha is Shalom Aleichem, Bri Bas Achte Ana. I am your sister's Shalom Aleichem, Bri, my son, Bas Achte Ana. I am the brother of. I am your sister. What is it? I am the daughter of your sister. Yeah, I am the daughter of your sister. So how does that work? Mishkachas Labavikachav Maba Abbas Bito. That's the case where a guy, right, slept with his granddaughter, right, and had a son. So that's the son, right, is both. She is both the mother of the kid and. Right, obviously, how does that work? The sister's daughter, right? Meaning that the guy's daughter and because the guy's daughter and the child have the same kid, right? So they're brother and sister through the father. Delay the dalu davla. If men who draw water, right, draw water in a pail, lipo b'chu seser peser. Let's have this riddle. Right, the high darina, I don't know, dadrina who barv ana bras achua. Right, this child that I'm holding right here is my kid, and I am his brother's daughter. How does it work? That's mishkakos labavuz kachavim v'abas bino. That's also through a guy who sleeps with. It could be a Jew, by the way, but the Gemara doesn't want to use a Jew in this horrible scenario. Right, so a guy who's sleeping with, right, his granddaughter. And that had a child, meaning that woman is both the child's mom and the brother, daughter of the brother. Boy, oive, me'ach hu v'hu av, right? My brother, my father, v'hu bal v'hu bar bal. He's my husband and my husband's son, v'hu bala de'im v'ana barta de'itzei. And it was my mother's husband, right? And v'ana, and I am barta de'itzei, and I'm the daughter of his wife. V'lo yoiv pita l'chua yasme b'nei Barte, and he didn't give bread, right, to the brothers, right, who are orphans. So, meaning who are the sons of his daughter. Now, what in the world is this? So, mishkach v'dabav kachavim habal imo v'holdim b'menu bas. Okay, so a guy slept with his mother and had a daughter. So the daughter is now his sister. So v'chazer uba al osobas. Then he slept with that woman and had a kid. Wait, which means she's obviously she's he's quote unquote her husband. The chazar zaken, and then the grandfather, meaning this guy's father, ba'aleha, slept with this woman. The holy menu banim and had kids. So the first, so how does that work? So the first guy is both her father because he slept with her mother, right? And also right, her mother's husband because again that makes sense because he slept with her mother. Also her brother, right? Because again because he's descended from. How does that work? From the father, okay, right? Because right, because her own mother, right? They're through the mother, right? Her husband, because he slept with her, and the son of her other husband, right? That that the grandfather with the grandfather, pretty insane. Anav at achi, you and I are brothers or siblings, really a daughter, a sister, and a brother. Ana va'avucha achi, you and your father and I are siblings, right? And Anav imech ache, and you and my mother, you and your mother are siblings. I mean, how does that work? Mishkachos laba obis gochavim haba al imo. If a guy sleeps with his mother, v'holi b'menu shteibanos, and he has two kids, two daughters. And v'chazer baal achas mayam, and he sleeps with one of them, v'holi b'menu bein, and they have a kid. And v'karya le achte, so he can call her as his sister. Achte the imam, sorry, the sister of his mother, v'kamer le hachin. He says, and that's what he can say, meaning the other daughter, meaning the second daughter, is all of these relationships. I'm exhausted from trying to kind of delineate each one, but let's just finish up, get to the mission, and we'll go right there. Out of at b'nei ache, you and I are the sons of, really, the kids of brothers. Out of avuch b'nei ache, so to me and your father. Out of imich b'nei ache, so to me and your mother. How does that work? That actually works without everybody sleeping around, right? Actually in a mutter way. Keep going, what's the story? Ruven sheyesh lo shtei banos. He has two kids. V'asa Shimon v'nasav chadam inayim, and Shimon married one of them, right? That's fine. That's what we talked about at the beginning of the Masechta. V'asa bar Levi, and then Levi's son v'nasav chadam inayim, and Levi's son married one of them. That's fine. V'kamerle brei de Shimon lebar brei de Levi. So Shimon's kid, right, can say to Levi's kid, no, Shimon's kid with the daughter can say to Levi's kid, with the Levi's grandson who married the daughter, that they are, right, the children of siblings, and the father, I mean, yeah, and they're also the children of siblings, because that lines up. Okay, I mean, let's go fight the Mishnah. Hagira shenis gari b'nei ima. What's the status of a woman who can converts and her kids? So, and again, this is this first part of the mission is when they were already alive, right? So those two brothers that will not do Yibum Mechalitza, right, to their wives, right? Again, they're not, if they were born before they converted, right, they're not considered halachic brothers at all, so there's no Yibum Mechalitza. Afilu horasu shal rishon shalav kedusha, ve'leidasu v'kedusha, ve'shenu horasu v'leidu v'kedusha, even if, right, both the kids were born after she converted, but one of them was already conceived, right, before the Gioris, before the mother converted, that's true, that they're not exactly halachically brothers. Same thing, right, with a shivka, right, and a shivka kananis, right, who converted, right, who was freed, etc., but all that would apply as well. B'nai Yudan Amsa Ishtachrur. So the sons of Yudan, who was Shivka Kananis, were freed, I mean, i.e. they converted. Shara Lehu Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Leminsav Nashi Dehadadi. And they were able to marry each other's wives, meaning after they died. Meaning they were allowed to, not do even, but they're allowed to marry each other's wives. Meaning they were not considered to be halachically brothers, right? It wasn't an isher of Eishazach. I'm the Rav of our Rishayim's Osir. I didn't Rishayim say it was Osir. So I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. So who Osir about Nasharina? He's a Osir. I think it's fine. I think it's mother. So the Gemara says, "Mina avlo mina im kuli amal pligi dushari." Right? If they're brothers from the father and not from the mother, everybody agrees it's mother. Because again, it's I mean, we're not even concerned with the Rabbana. Meaning, Avmita Raisa, they're not considered brothers, and there's not even concerned with the Rabbana. Right? We're not even gonna, again, because no one's going to think that you can marry right, your father's. Right, we're not concerned that people are going to think that. One second, for the father, right, Yibum does go through the father. Okay, meaning people are going to assume, right, that they're not that they're not brothers, halachically. And if they convert from the mother, not from the father, kulam el pligi d'aser. Everybody's going to agree that it's aser. That means rabbanan. People are going to think that they are actually halachic brothers, and they're going to think that halachic brothers can marry different wives. Married, meaning each other's wives, right? I mean, outside of Yibum. So keep pligi the machlokas is. If they have the same parents, right? Man the shari baser abba shadinan, man the hab bnei palnia karlu. One who says that it's mutter, so that means that you shaykh to the father, because the person says, right, yamod ploni ben ploni, right, you shaykh to the father. So we're not going to be concerned over here that they necessarily say the same mother. People are not going to assume. We don't assume that they have the same father. We're not sure, but people know the gerim are not related. But Rosh Hashanah says that the karulei nami bnei plonis. People say that they're also the daughter of the mother. Right, so that you might be concerned. People might think that anybody can just go ahead and marry his brother's wife, right, even after outside of Yibum. V'igud amar. Some people say palig rav acha bar yakov afil b'acham in aim, that is machlokas even. Is if they are mothers, if they're a brother from the same mother. My time, my gerish, it's got a cousin, old dummy, because a ger, everybody knows that a ger is not related to anybody, and no one's going to get confused with anything. Okay, it's been a bit of a long daf, so we're going to cut it here, and we'll go, we're going to ask a kashin or Rav Acha bar Yaakov in a second, but we'll do that tomorrow. It's Hashem. Have a great day or night. Pay everyone. You're listening to this.